The government has issued an order bringing online news portals and content providers such as Netflix, Amazon and Prime Video, also Hotstar, under the Information and Broadcasting Ministry. It's not just that, there's Facebook as well. Now, the notification was signed by the president and it's been issued. The government regulations also apply to news on social media platforms, including Instagram and Twitter.
This is the government's notice that brought digital online media, including platforms like Netflix and News and Current Affairs, content under the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. This includes news-related information hosted on sites such as Facebook as well. The message is clear. Digital content will now be regulated by the government in the absence of any existing regulatory body, and this could mean platforms will have to apply for government certification. Content may potentially need to be censored by Indian certification boards. Anticipating such a move, 8 video streaming services signed a self-regulatory code in January, aimed at curbing content that disrespected the national flag, said no to child pornography, outraging religious sentiments, or encouraging terrorism. But the government refused to support this code. What is less clear now is what the government plans to do to clamp down on digital content that violates its code. Can online news platforms or platforms like Netflix face potential bans? Regulation on digital content have been widely debated in the West. In Europe, Netflix has to adhere to the EU laws, which has a specific focus on potential harm to children. The UK has come out with a white paper with a duty of care for online platforms and a new regulatory framework which is now being considered. After a man in New Zealand live-streamed the murder of innocent immigrants on Facebook last year, there's a raging debate in the US on regulation. Facebook insists it can remove hateful content and use fact-checkers and artificial intelligence to cull hate. Over-the-top providers in India such as Amazon's Prime and Netflix have had a massive impact on India's entertainment space, with the market size expected to reach $5 billion by 2023. Will the government regulation curb free expression or be a tool to protect citizens? In New Delhi, Sunil Prabhu, NDTV.
Make sure your device is connected to the internet.
So what does this mean for streaming content? What does it mean for the digital media in India? Joining us now, Mayank Tiwari. He's a Bollywood screenwriter, also known for Newton and Bard of Blood. Thanks, Mayank, very much for being with us. Nikhil Pawar, founder of Media Nama, also with us. And also PKD Nambiar. Mayank, let me come to you first. Will our viewing experience on Amazon Prime or Netflix or any one of these sites, will it change now if the government is to be regulator?
Certainly. There are going to be changes, Vishnu, and not just that, there is going to be a culture of second guessing. Because unlike a film, a television show gives a large scope for social commentary. And I think that something which is as big as a TV show, if it is censored, then a lot of second guessing will take place at the drawing board level, whether this will pass muster or not. And considering the culture of toxic positivity and perception politics that we find ourselves in, it will be interesting to see what kind of regulations come.
All right. Nikhil, does this imply that the government would retain the right to even block a Netflix if they violated some norms, or block even a Facebook if they violated the norms? Do they even have the technology to do that?
Well, they do have the technology to do this, Vishnu. There's no doubt about that. But will they take such a drastic step is something we don't know. In fact, we don't even know what the plans of the government are, because at least when it comes to streaming services like Netflix, they have largely supported the idea of a self-regulatory code, but they have also tried to impose upon the government, upon these players, what the code should be. So they want certain prohibited content to be listed, as an example. And this is quite in contrast with what the government had said in 2015. You know, in the Supreme Court, when there was a case on porn that was being discussed for banning of porn, a case by Kamlesh Vaswani, the Attorney General Mukul Rohatgi had said that we don't want to get into someone's bedroom and control what they are watching or what they're doing, because that's a man's private space. In this case, streaming services are actually private viewing. It's not broadcast like TV. You and I choose what we want to watch. It is our choice. So if the government doesn't want to ban porn, I don't understand how they want to start censoring or streaming services.
Okay.
I don't think it's feasible, and frankly, it's contrary to what they've claimed in the Supreme Court in the porn ban case.
Mr. Nambiar, at the moment, all of these streaming services have an option to filter content for children. You know, you've got parental safeguards already in the software. This being the case, and if children are the ones who need to be protected, and understandably so, then what's the problem?
Vishnu, I think the question has the answer actually in it. Do you think that today's kids, like even if it is a 10-year-old or a 15-year-old kid, they are much, much more technologically advanced than the time of when you and me
were
studying?
No, but there's a code. A parent has to keep a code in mind. It has to be a secret.
That's precisely I'm coming
to. So you expect the child to hack into the system. Is that what you're suggesting?
Of course. So I'll tell you. Really? Vishnu, I'll say, just
go ahead.
Let me
go ahead.
I have my opening remark.
Go ahead.
See, the OTT platforms, or it's not only, firstly, this particular rule which is coming in is not only limited to OTT platforms. Since we are discussing with the OTT platform, let's start with the OTT platform. The large amount of content which is being created, of course, it do mention that it is 13-year plus, it is 18-year plus. But then, do we really require such kind of a content which are really going to corrupt the minds of people? Wherein you cannot control whether it is a parental control or whatever control you say. We need to have, there cannot be any content which should not be streamed.
And who decides what is acceptable content and what is not, Mr. Nambiar? You? What is acceptable and what is not? If it's not something which instigates terrorism, if it's not something which denigrates India, which sort of questions our flag and our integrity, if it doesn't encourage child pornography, if it doesn't encourage pornography, if it doesn't, then what is the problem?
Vishnu, I think you haven't heard me fully. There was even a few days ago, if you remember, that even the Supreme Court said the social media and the rest of the content, what is the kind of this freedom of expression, there needs to be some kind of a control on it. Even the Supreme Court verbally have said in a case a few days ago. Forget about that particular stuff. The amount of complaints which has been received both from the point of view of social media. In fact, a few days ago, we had a debate where we were talking about the hate speech. Most of these hate speech were coming from Word. The people today, you and me can just go online and create a YouTube channel and say that I'm a news channel and start talking about a hate speech, or even if it can be against anybody and everyone. Every content in today's date needs to be regulated to the extent it is possible. If it is, it can be a sexually explicit content, it can be a vulgar content, it can be a hate speech.
Okay, Mr. Nambiar, you made your point. Regulation needs to be there. Mayank, he says that somebody has to be Big Brother.
It's a very tragic thing that we are actually discussing this in the 21st century. You know, how can you stop what a 15-year-old closes his eyes and sees? You know, a youngster is going to, you know, what are we saying here? That, so this is, we are entering a realm of perception politics. We are entering a realm where, you know, toxic positivity is there. We want certain kind of stories to be shown. When certain kind of stories are shown, which are showing the conflicts in society, showing the edges in society, we tend to say that, this is not projecting India in the right light. And we are going in that direction. We want to sit here in India and watch shows about racism in America, but we don't want to have open, honest, brutal discussions about caste, for example. Over the last 10 months in this country, so much has happened. Can somebody make a realistic show? Everything is so
bad. May I ask a question to the gentleman?
I just want to close with one last thing.
Mr. Nambiar, half a second. I'll come to you next.
Just half a second, I need to say. Vishnu, I feel that, you know, as a storyteller, my only purpose is that I have to comfort the agitated and agitate the comforted. I cannot make both sides happy. So this is a duty. As a storyteller, there is a multiplicity of views in India, multiplicity of perspectives. They clash, and with their clash, new meanings arises. So we should, this kind of, you know, nanny state, this kind of regulation, it's taking us totally in the wrong direction. And it is setting us back both as artists, as creators, and as audiences who want to watch, you know, content which is, or stories which are at par with what is happening around the world.
Mr. Nambiar, let me come to you. Nikhil, I'll come to you after that. And Mr. Nambiar wanted to respond. Yes.
Vishnu, let me ask you this. This is a country which has produced the best of art, not from today, from the last 5,000 years. It is the country which has produced Mahabharata and Ramayana and all of those stuff. And we are talking about that this country, even if you're protecting some kind of a big daddy, as you said, if we wanted to have some kind of a regulation, all your creative freedoms are going to be over out and out. Is that the way a culture needs to be?
But why should the government decide what is acceptable and not? Shouldn't there be an independent body, Mr. Nambiar?
Why the movies needs to have a censor board? Why the channel NDTV the content needs to be regulated if you do anything wrong? Why most of the other, the only thing which happened right now, Vishnu, there is nothing wrong what the government is doing now. This is a new media. Yeah, the new media come with the technological explosion which has happened in the over the last 10 years and 20 years.
But Mr. Nambiar, it's content which is...
platforms are relatively new media. Every media requires to have some kind of a regulation.
Okay.
Every content needs to be regulated at some point of time. If
all
you
right.
don't do
all
that...
All right, Mr. Power, you want to respond to that?
Yes.
Basically, so certification will have to take place first by the government. Then content will need to be weighted by somebody, right? And that's
absolutely.
What...
Not only that, Vishnu. Today, anybody can create a news channel online. It took 30 years for NDTV to become what NDTV is today. Tomorrow morning, Vishnu or a PKD Nambiar can go and start a news channel and start...
So what's wrong with
somebody,
that?
Create a hate
what's
speech.
Wrong with that?
Who will regulate it?
Isn't that what we... Why regulate? You're already regulated by the laws of the country. But Nikhil, sorry, please go ahead with your last point. Nikhil has a point, yes.
Vishnu, that's exactly the point that I was about to make, that there are already laws that regulate and prevent and punish people for illegal content. What is not illegal is nobody's business to regulate or censor. If I have the ability to choose what I want to watch, it is my freedom to watch what I want to watch. Who is Mr. Nambiar and who is the government to start censoring content as if it's TV? I mean, you look at the kind of censorship that happens on TV where the word breasts, for example, gets bleeped out, where meat gets blurred out. Who are they to decide whether that, even though it's not illegal? So the censorship code, the TV regulatory code, actually goes above and beyond what actually is legal, you know, what is illegal. It starts censoring legal content. And I don't think anyone should have the right to regulate what we want to watch if it's legal.
So Mayank, last question to you. What about self-censorship? It doesn't work in the television news industry, I can tell you that. Is there any case for it working among video streaming providers?
See, Vishnu, as far as my experience goes, there is a lot of self-regulation already in place, you know. Networks, you know, making a TV show is a very responsible kind of a decision, you know, at very at various level, people do checks and balances are there. There are focus groups to see how things will be received. So it's a full structure is there, you know, it's not like people are just, you know, doing what they just like, you know, there is a whole system is in place. But to say that we should self-regulate, I think that with these new laws now, people will only be second guessing. I don't know if regulation of any kind works, you know, this is also, I don't think it will really work, you know. So I don't know if self-regulation works. People want to tell honest stories. There are good stories and bad stories. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, but I think the bottom line is, can we have the stories? I think that's what people want in this country. And let people decide if it's good or bad. That's the way it works.
Yes,
look, I'm running out of time on this. Regulation shouldn't be an excuse for censorship. Regulation has to be on the basis of what the laws exactly are. And regulation needs to be enabling. Regulation is not meant to be regressive. Right? Do we have that spirit?
We don't know that about the regulation. Today, the decision.
So let's wait. Let's wait, sir. I need to move on, which is why I'm interrupting. Let's wait and see. And Mr. Nambiar, we'll certainly have you on your very strong views on this. I'd like to thank all my panelists very much for joining us.